And was John Samuel White's in those days, was it a big employer of local people?
Oh, magnificent. I think there was 2,000 or 3,000 people.
And in those years when your father was working there, what kind of things were they building?
They were building destroyers and there will be little boats, minesweepers. In fact, I think they had a submarine shed that they built some subs in the First World War. But in the Second War, it was all military stuff.
So they were building things which were very important for this country in the war.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the same as Upper was. He designed and built the airborne lifeboat.
Which... Yeah, do you want to tell me a bit more about that?
The airborne lifeboat?
Yeah.
Well, it was a 23-foot boat that had inflatable bags and used to be dropped by parachute from the air to the shot-down crews of the bombers who were taking part in raids over the continent. And they got enough petrol to get them back to the North Sea, but a lot of them crashed in the North Sea. And they only had little rubber dinghies which automatically drifted them on the tides back to the Holland coast, so they'd get picked up and made prisoners of war. But with the airborne lifeboat, they could drop the boat near the dinghies. They'd get in, and it was a little motor sailing boat, and they motored back to English shores. And quite a lot of airmen were saved.
So Uffa was responsible for the design of that boat.
Yeah.
Did he manufacture them as well?
Yes, he did. He had his own boat building yard.
And where was that?
That was at West Cowes, near the police, near the Duke of York. And he was next door to Claire Lallow's boatyard. So he had quite a number of staff working there during the war. I think about 60 or 70 people.
And about how many of those boats were made, do you know?
Hundreds. He was the main supplier of all the plans that different yards round the country, and they were building, well, literally hundreds. I think about 700 or 800 were built.
And this was during what time? What do you know when about he came up with this idea?
It was around about 1941 or 42. And because of his connections with the 14-foot international dinghies before the war, which were very popular, Lord Brabazon, who was then the Minister for Aircraft during part of the war, he was a pal of Uffa's, and Uffa went up to London and sold him the idea of the boat, and he told Uffa to get an idea out within a month, and if it looked any good, he could carry on developing it, which is what happened.